Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey guys, my name's Don. I get it. I've been a listener for about 13 years, give or take. I'm a nurse at a local ER in the St. Louis area. And I usually listen to you guys on my way to and from work because I work afternoons and evenings, so don't often get to listen to it live. When the gym's open, I podcast you there, but I really appreciate you guys continuing to do the show because it adds a little bit of normalcy to my day and makes things okay. I appreciate what you do. Keep it up.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. This show is for Don and all the healthcare workers out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, God love you. Mm-hmm. I always say this anytime I need medical care. I'm so impressed with people who didn't spend college figuring out how to turn a squirrel into a bong and, like, studied and, you know, went to med school or nursing school or what have you. My niece, Tammy, is a surgical nurse, and her daughter, Kelly, is an ER nurse, and they're both working. God love you. On the blog, we have a really cool, I think it's a TikTok, and it's from Atlanta.
It's not up yet. It's going up shortly.
It'll go up. You guys will see it, but it's so cool. It is a shift change at a hospital in Atlanta that is surrounded by apartment buildings, and like everyone's out on their balcony clapping. Isn't that cool?
Oh, that is cool.
And then possibly the greatest thing you're going to see all week is, and this is up on the blog, Flossie is turning 110, and there is a very sweet, doing her best, beautiful young giggle bunny reporter who's just trying to get Flossie excited about her 110th birthday, and Flossie doesn't give an F, and it's just great. It is so good.
That video, oh my gosh. That video is hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Hilarious. And I want to say I feel bad for Flossie, but I don't think Flossie feels like bad for what's going on. So
she doesn't care.
Yeah, no. She just doesn't care
at all.
But the news reporter, it's like, take the hint, read the room. Flossie does not want to be interviewed right now. This is not going to work. I know they threw it to you and said 2 minutes.
Right.
Got to fill it.
Right.
Stop.
Yeah.
Just throw it back to the people, back to you in the newsroom, because
can we play some of it, Rach?
It's like,
we've checked in with Flossie. We've checked in with Flossie before, correct? This is not, we've met Flossie.
Have we?
I think we've talked about, I think maybe at our, on her last, on her 109th,
on her 109th birthday.
I think we've talked about Flossie before, and she always, it's this way every year, so it's very surprising to me that they have yet to take the hit.
Think about that. That is double my age. That's nuts.
Yeah.
That she's still, her heart's beating.
Right.
That's enough.
Yeah.
But she's cognizant.
Yeah.
And just, she's had enough.
Good morning. Yes, we are out here at the Cheney Care Center, and I am sitting next to the woman on the front page of the Spokesman Review this morning. This is Flossie Dickey, and check it out, folks. We got her very own Good Day Spokane coffee mug. She is enjoying some coffee this morning because, Flossie, you say you're a little tired this morning. Is that right?
I am tired.
She is very tired. That's actually, I heard, your favorite activity to do at the center here is to take a little nap.
Take a nap many times as I can.
as many times as she can. She likes to take a nap. Flossie has 3 children. You have 12 grandchildren, 20 great-grandchildren, and 15 great-great-grandchildren. You sound like a very busy lady. Yes, she has
yes.
lived in multiple places in the Northwest, even lived in Arizona. She's originally from Oregon. That's where she was born. And Flossie, this morning, we also have some flowers that we would like to give you. She got her nails done. I don't know if you can see, but they're a beautiful pink and purple.
At this point, Flossie is
drinking
from a mug and is refusing to put the mug down and take the flowers. She doesn't care about the flowers.
It won't stay. I'll hold them. How about that? So that they stay. Later today, Flossie's family is going to be coming out here to throw you a big birthday party. Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
That's the best. That's the best. Not one bit.
Not one bit. She doesn't care. And she's my hero. I put that in the blog post. Flossie is my new hero.
Yeah.
Go take a nap. Sip your coffee. Don't care about what it. She doesn't care about making this reporter feel comfortable.
What's the first thing she says? Is it, I'm very tired?
Yeah.
Is that?
I am.
She's tired of their BS, is what she's tired of.
Mm-hmm. I'm very tired.
Shut it down.
Yeah, just.
Every year she's like, they're gonna call the news station.
Here they come again.
They're gonna call the news station again. No matter how many times I tell them.
Hmm. Any Braunschweiger fallout?
Oh, that's a way to put it.
Yeah.
How'd it go last night?
That's a way to put it. I mean, once I got home and cleansed the palate.
Swagger PTSD?
Everything is okay.
I had heartburn every time I would burp, I would taste it again, and I just couldn't get rid of it.
It was good times. Mm. Hey, is Sue there with us?
Hello.
Hello. How's our connection today?
I don't know. You tell me. It's all, but you know, I can't really tell.
Got a little bit of a hiss, but I don't hear an echo.
Well, that's a plus.
Yeah, that's a big plus. That's good.
Okay.
All right. So tell us about your day.
Well, I went to the mail, Dave, and I got a jury summons.
Oh. They're not having
the worst.
But they're not having juries, though, right?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, they said you are on call to be on the jury on May 18th. But the thing is, since we don't know what will happen by May 18th, you have to call the Friday before, and at 4:30, we will put in a recording that says whether or not you have to show up on the Monday after.
Gotcha.
So they just don't know what's going on yet. So,
you think people would use coronavirus as a way to get out of jury duty?
I absolutely think they would.
100%.
Faking it, yeah.
Yes.
100%. Corona is the ultimate excuse. I mean, at this point, we don't really need excuses because it can't do anything. But for the foreseeable future, Tony has sent me a text saying, that was 4 years old and Flossie is dead.
Oh, no.
Sorry you lost your hero, Rach.
Oh, that's
horrible. I can still remember her.
She's doing nothing but taking naps.
I'm just trying
now.
To get ahead of the.
Well, we didn't claim that it happened today.
Trying to get ahead of the curve.
It was a video that we stumbled upon.
We've met Flossie before.
Yeah. I feel like we've seen that interview.
She wasn't
it was
with
posted
Spen
in
either.
2016.
Flossie died about 30 seconds before that interview was over.
That doesn't change anything about it for me. I still.
It's still inspirational.
Idolize her.
It's still inspirational.
She died how she lived.
Not excited one bit.
110.
Very, very tired.
110.
So we're going to continue to do fun stuff. If there is any big news, you tell us. Because we're just jacking around. It's so weird, man.
It's so weird.
We're the only ones here, which is kind of nice, but really strange. And I feel like, I know you guys are listening, but it kind of feels like no one's listening, so it feels like we can do anything we want. Getting a lot of good feedback for just being stupid and silly and playing games. We're going to bring back an old DGS classic in a few minutes. We're going to do Guess What Dave's Eating.
Yes.
And then at 5 p.m., a new game we are going to play. Sue, this is going to really excite you.
Okay.
We're going to play Craigslist Price is Right.
Oh, my gosh, I love it.
So I went through today.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
The local St. Louis Craigslist, And I had picked out about 25 really interesting items. And then you guys will each bid, and whoever gets closest without going over gets a point. And there you go.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
I'm going to bring back, guess what, Becca's smacking. Remember that game?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's an old classic.
Yes, it is.
What was she smacking?
Various.
Oh. What was she typically smacking?
All kinds of stuff.
Various grocery items.
Smack upon.
Various grocery
items.
Lots of
like roasts, you know, things like that.
Yep.
That was literally the first time I ever got recognized because I have a slapping problem. I haven't done it in a really long time, but I used to when I was shopping at a grocery store. I'd go to like the meats, and I just love the feeling of smacking a good roast or ribs. And I was really especially aggressively smacking a roast. And some lady was like, "You're Dave Glover, aren't you?" I'm like, oh, I guess I need to change my lifestyle a little bit.
Did she know it because of this? Because you were known for your
I had talked about it. And it wasn't like funny. Like, it was disturbing. Like, if I saw someone doing that, I'd be disturbed.
When I was a little kid, I was a meat poker. Like, I'd poke the package of the ground beef or whatever.
Sue, I'm sighing along with you.
What? A lot of kids were.
A better way to say that.
I'm not the only.
Said what your autobiography is going
to
be called.
What's the better way? I poke the meat. You poke, then you go through the package sometimes. And
yesterday, you're haunching dogs, and now you're poking meat.
My parents did not like it one bit.
Okay, now I have to go down this. How would you poke the meat?
Just, you know, like, you know how the ground beef package is, like, squishy, and it's in that taut, you know, plastic cover? And so I just, like, poked the, and then I would try to, like, see if I could poke all the way through it, and I'd, you know, I'd rip the packaging or whatever in my
That's
process.
Horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible.
You're a monster.
I was six and I didn't still do it. I stopped.
I didn't still do it?
Sue's like, you're going to cause a famine.
I did not say that.
All right, the Atlanta residents cheering on medical staff from their balconies is on the DGS blog. Nice.
Cool, thank you.
Very cool.
There's still some good in this world.
When did Flossie die?
2016.
Okay. So she died pretty quick after that.
Like not long after that interview.
Like, R.I.P. to a real one.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Just thought important to get ahead of the curb. That information.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Greg on Twitter says, "You guys do know that Flossie died in 2016."
Yes.
And said, "We can still honor her."
Yeah.
Which is what we're doing.
Yeah. This is a shrine to Flossie.
George Washington died hundreds of years ago.
What, am I not going to put George Washington on the blog?
Come on.
We can still celebrate Flossie Day.
Yes, that's right. From here on out, March 26th is...
We can claim that it's George Washington's 110th birthday and...
Go look at the blog post. I never said it. Today is her birthday. Never, ever. In fact, I say we stumbled across
a wonderful
video.
Delightful.
It's a good one.
Not very, very angry.
Here in the DGS, we specialize in four-year-old videos.
Did your video go viral 4 years ago?
Send it to us.
You want to try to reignite that flame?
I really was like...
We're your guys.
Flossie did a very similar interview on her birthday just a few years ago.
She is quite consistent.
She's nothing if not consistent.
Why do they keep sticking a camera in front of this woman's face?
She loves that mug.
4 years ago, she said she didn't care one bit. Now it just seems cruel. Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know how I hate Kathy Griffin?
Oh, dude, I didn't know if you saw this or not.
She is on one.
All right. I'm glad you saw it.
You talk about it. I can't.
She tweeted a picture of herself in a hospital saying that she was in the coronavirus isolation ward. And
she was having unbearable pain.
She was having, unbearable pain and wanted to be tested, and that the medical people there told her she could not be tested due to Mike Pence and the coronavirus task force guidelines.
Yes.
And so she's saying that the president is lying about how many tests there are and how many tests we've been
because she's the most important person in the world.
Yeah. And people are calling her out for saying and saying things like, they wouldn't put you in the coronavirus ward, isolation ward, if they didn't, if they weren't going to test you and make sure that you didn't have it. I saw one first responder, I think an ER nurse, said, that's not the kind of symptoms, like what you're saying you went through is not the kind of symptoms that coronavirus causes. So if you said you had that, yeah, they wouldn't be testing you anyway, because that's not what you're supposed to, that's not the right way to go. People were correcting her and saying it's local governments and the governors and things like that that determine, you know, who gets tests and what are the, it's not federal guidelines that, so they're poking
God,
all these holes.
She's just so dislikable.
She just, yeah. Her whole thing now is, you know, this war on the president and try to make him look bad at every turn, but
more
this
people
one is backfiring.
More
on
people
her big
who
time.
I dislike, corona related. Jussie Smollett.
Oh no!
Posted don't, today.
Don't tell me.
Oh,
Rachel, he's been in isolation for 421 days.
Oh,
since he was attacked
because of society.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Since he was shunned by society because of the racist attack upon him.
Yeah,
he knows what it's like to be in isolation.
This is a serious question.
Is this about poking meat?
Is that, did he really say that?
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah.
You're not, okay.
Yeah.
I thought he had the Rona.
No.
That's the stupidest
That's
thing.
That's what's coming heard. Next. He's going to fake having COVID-19.
Also, you know how I feel about Ainsley on the morning show?
Yeah.
We could play it for her if you want, but she was, she in her defense, a couple times says, now I know people are dying, but like, I bought stuff from department stores, and I'm not sure I can take them back. And women's hair, people are going to see the roots in your hair because you can't get it done, and your nails are going to look terrible. And Ducey and Kilmeade are both just like, what the hell is she talking about? Just like, mind blown.
Yeah.
We might get to see what Ainsley really looks like soon.
I guess that's what she's worried. Maybe she's preparing us for it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Jamie. I send you tweets every now and then, and I just sat through that whole haunting experience. Or haunting. I think you broke me, and I'm not sure how to feel about that. But thanks for everything you do. Except for whatever that was.
You're listening to The Dave Glover Show.
Just a city boy. 3:30 DGS. You know who else is making me mad, corona-related? Everyone trying to get out of jail. Cohen's trying to get out of jail. Cosby's trying to get out of jail. Because they're afraid he's going to catch the corona.
Yeah. There's a push by a lot of prosecutors, like Wesley Bell and Kim Gardner, to...
You mean prosecutors who aren't prosecutors?
Yeah. Empty...
Prosecutors who love criminals?
To empty jails and prisons.
What do you think about that? Just in general. You're in jail. You're there for good reason. You're paying your debt to society, but you're trapped, and if someone gets corona, you're going to get it.
Well, I keep hearing the, excuse being given is we'll only do this for nonviolent offenders, and they will all be given court dates on their way out, and we can reincarcerate them after their court
date
if necessary. Yeah. Which, if that's how it really worked, then I'm completely on board. But we know that most people, like by a vast majority, don't show up for their court dates after this type of thing happens.
You know, real prisons, that everyone there is a real bad person. Is it just, okay,
well, you would, go ahead.
It seems a lot easier to just provide hand sanitizer and soap and clean conditions, which seems to be the issue. People are complaining, like, I can't get clean. I don't have anywhere to wash my hands. There are people coughing, and I don't have anywhere to sanitize myself. Take care of that issue, and then if you're still having widespread problems, talk about letting go the lesser offenders or people who are getting out in 6 months or whatever. But they're still human beings. They deserve to be able to cleanse themselves in the middle of a global pandemic. And it just seems a lot easier to address that issue rather than say, all right, we'll just start letting people out.
And just, I would treat it like nursing homes right now. If it's not in the prison already, just lock down the prison.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let outsiders in, and, you know, just treat it like you're treating those types of facilities, and you can keep it out. I would rather them do that. Lock down those facilities like they are places like nursing homes, than start talking about letting people out.
What do you think? I go to Drudge every day. I'm looking at it right now, and the headline in all red, all caps, is "Shock claim: colon American deaths will top 80,000 in next 4 months." And then you read it, and it's one study, one possibility. I'm not sure we need to be putting big red headlines like this when it's just someone's opinion. You see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we need to be disappointed. We don't need to be dumb. We don't need to put our head in the sand. But at the same time, this is just one possibility.
Yeah.
You're not putting a big red headline that says less than 5,000 people will die according to this study. You see what I'm saying?
Put the word opinion.
Yeah.
Pretty clearly on there. Can I promote the Twitter poll?
Oh, yeah,
please.
We've
got 30 minutes left.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, it's so I posted a Twitter poll earlier this afternoon. It ends at 4 o'clock because I wanted to be able to talk about the results on the show today, asking folks basically about their patience level for the restrictions that we're currently under. So the question is, assuming the coronavirus doesn't mutate into more than it currently is, how much longer do you think current restrictions should remain in place? And there's four options, because that's how many options you're given in a Twitter poll. They should end now, 3 more weeks is enough, through the summer, or I'm good as long as needed. So far, we've got over 200 votes. Like I said, just over a half hour to go. So go to Twitter, at TonyColombo971, at RachelZ971, and vote. And we'll see.
So,
we'll see our little non-scientific poll.
Where are you guys?
DGS listener.
Pull Sue up for this one, too.
Yeah.
So where are you guys on that poll?
I'm probably in the 3 more weeks is enough, unless something changes. You know, if in 3 weeks it seems like it's getting worse, or, you know, so assuming we stay on track, I think another 3 weeks is probably about right.
Mm-hmm.
I voted in the poll, and I'm as worried about the economy as everyone else. I know people very close to me who are laid off right now, and it's terrifying, but it's even scarier to me to think of going back and then starting the process all over again. So I voted as long as it takes.
Yeah, it's almost to me. So there are two ways to look at it. One is, how am I feeling about it? I'm feeling like I can do this pretty long.
Yeah.
The other is like the economy versus, you know, and to me, it's sort of like antibiotics, that if you, my understanding is, if you have a 10-day antibiotic and after 3 days of taking them, you feel better and you stop, it's worse. Like, you have to finish the round of antibiotics. And that's kind of like a microcosm of how I look at this. That, look, I'm as concerned about the economy as anyone. Every day I'm doing less live endorsements, you know, because my clients are struggling or closing their doors for a few months. Stock market, the whole bit. However, I agree with Rachel that I would rather burn this thing out than have it keep recurring and coming back. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm afraid of. What I'm afraid of is that we jump the gun. My mom is famous for fear of the relapse. Like, when I was a kid, I'd feel great. Like, nope, you're going to get a relapse. Huh. That's my fear, is that we go back in 3 or 4 weeks and we have a relatively good 2 or 3 weeks and then it comes back maybe even worse.
Yeah.
And I'm talking out my ass because I don't understand any of it. But just conceptually, that's my fear.
I'm not worried about, like, the economy as a big thing. I'm more worried about the people that I know that are afraid that if they don't get back to work within a month, they're just not going to have work to go back to.
Yeah.
Or a house to live in anymore because they can't pay their bills.
It would be, the ideal situation would be people are able to go back to work, but we keep social distancing as much as we possibly can.
Yeah, yeah. And I have put a big caveat on that, saying that if it's not, if it doesn't appear to be getting better or it appears to be getting worse, then so I would not say 3 weeks is enough.
I have literally a stack of examples of a-holes. Like this woman in a Pennsylvania supermarket went in and coughed all over the food.
Yeah.
And they had to destroy more than $35,000 of the food. They had to take the whole row, because it was like fresh food and vegetables, and throw it out.
Yeah. Guys, it's okay. She was joking.
Yeah.
It was a prank.
It was a prank.
It's funny, right?
But my point is,
so
I'm
she
hoping,
can go to jail and not be let out.
I'm hoping
for her non-violent offense.
I'm hoping that we're burning through these jackasses, and that we're all of us normal people are taking it more seriously. Does that make sense? So that, like what Rachel just said, might be possible that you can start opening businesses, and that we would all use them very prudently. So, Sue, how are you feeling?
I'm worried about the economy. As Tony said about people that you know, not working currently, and I worry about how much more of an effect that will have on us long term than anything else. So I would probably be in the 3 week category. I just think it's devastating to the economy, and we are in such incredible debt already. And if we give another, you know, and we're going to do a bailout. When does it end? At some point, we've got to pay the piper. And it's just really terrifying to me that when we go into more and more and more and more debt, and then we let fewer and fewer people work. I don't know. The whole thing, that part is what scares me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now we're down to, like, our great-grandkids. I mean...
Okay, I'm obviously not an economist. But who are we at this point borrowing the money from? Because other countries are in the exact same situation as us. I mean, is there any country in the world that's just, like, still going on business as usual?
I've never totally understood
this. That's a player anyway, you know?
Right. I've always, like, heard, oh, we just keep hiring from China, which I believe...
Well, China's not doing awesome right now.
But we're borrowing it from somewhere. And I've always understood, well, no, we don't, like, take out personal loans from China. They buy our bonds and they hold most of our debt. But... Excellent question. If there's anyone that is an economist out there, anyone smart who wants to tweet us or call us at 314-241-9797, where the hell do we go?
Is there any, and I'll get crushed for this, but is there any way to just press pause, and since money is kind of a made-up thing anyway, we just give the world 6 months and then resume where we were before?
What do you mean?
I mean, if everyone's borrowing money from everyone... I don't know. I don't know exactly.
I think it's
going to
come down to, and I'm not an economist either, but I think it's going to come down to the value worldwide of a dollar. And if the dollar goes down, but it's all interrelated. None of it's good. And owing this amount of money is just hideous. It can't be good.
And there's no way for the major players to pinky lock and go like, we're not going to let the value of a dollar go down. Once again, I don't understand anything about this, but it seems
it's adversarial.
Yeah, China could do that.
China has for decades tried to get their system to be the standard.
Yeah.
And so it's very adversarial. And we're basically the two big players.
So even though they did start the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they could say. It's very racist, Rage. Of course they could. They could say, hey, let's just push pause and we'll give you what you need right now. And
so you have a follow-up question
for you. We'll stop interest, but they're not gonna.
Are you trying to sexy talk right now, or is it just...
She sounds like Delilah. She's like,
yeah, right.
Oh, I did take a nap, and I usually try to wake up an hour in advance so that this voice goes away, but I didn't, and this is what we have.
Well,
sorry.
If you need to fall back on 1-800-CALL kind of thing, like, I'm not an economist, but Bill says he knows all about this stuff. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
Good.
I get it, and those are 900 numbers, not 800 numbers.
Oh, see, I wouldn't know that.
Right, I don't either. So, my son has a master's in economics, works for the government, and he and I were talking about this, and he told me where to search, and Japan actually owns more of our debt than any other country. China is second. But the vast majority of our debt is future debt that we will never pay off, probably, because it is bonds, and a large majority of that is from, and you can Google all this stuff, a large majority of the debt is from the Social Security Fund.
So we're basically borrowing from ourselves.
Yes, in the form of bonds. I forget what they're called, but, you know, like they've got a name like government bonds or long-term bonds. But, yes, they're bonds that we're issuing to ourselves and saying, hey, we're going to pay this back to Social Security.
Gotcha. So no matter what it is, it's basically a scam. It's something that we wouldn't be allowed to do personally. Like, we'd go to jail.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
If we tried to do it, we'd go to jail.
Yeah.
Let me get one more call here. Hello, Chris. Go ahead.
Hey, just research 1913 Federal Reserve Act. The Federal Reserve is the people that are basically responsible for creating money. And my understanding is when they create it, yes, bonds are created, debt's created. But like the other caller just said, we are all kind of responsible as citizens. I've been told even our taxes that we pay to the federal, to the IRS, goes to paying back the debt from which money is created. It's a vicious cycle. And in 1913 is when it all started, and it needs to end. And I thought Trump was going to do that, but I don't see that happening. That's my two cents.
So, again, like a family or a person, we're just putting something on it. Like, we're living paycheck to paycheck, and we're not making ends meet. And someone out there keeps giving us loans, like a payday loan service. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand what's going on. And we'll talk more about the stimulus and what it is and what it's not. But we can only talk so much about it because we don't really know until tomorrow. And even then, we're not going to know a whole lot. But they're throwing $2 trillion like I'm throwing down a $20 bill.
I mean, it would be really interesting if this was finally what drew the line. Like, look, we can get us this many trillion in debt, and that's fine. But then when we start to talk about propping people up and keeping the economy alive because you're all sick and dying, we got to back off.
Yeah, then it's like, it's not play money, guys.
Exactly.
It's not play money. We
Tell
can't
you what,
do that.
I need to get my mama on the phone. I talked to her today. She's got a lot of wisdom. She's like, look, stop giving it to the airlines. They've got planes. They're not broke.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey DGS, this is Jeff, and I just wanted to drop you guys a note from Seattle, Washington. I've been an online listener since 2015 and want to thank you all for keeping me company while I'm stuck at home.
I'm amazed at how good our ratings are, given the fact, don't you guys think over 50% of our people podcast? Doesn't it feel like that?
We've got a lot of, I think a lot of our most passionate listeners are podcasters.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why we hear from them so much, because they're like the most vocal, passionate listeners.
Amy Mark Scores joins us, not from KMOX, but from home. Amy, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. How about you guys?
We're good. I'm very thankful that we still get to come in every day. There's a sense of normalcy. Are you enjoying doing the Charlie Brennan show from home, or do you wish you were back here?
Well, I mean, of course you miss seeing everyone. I actually enjoy it. I'm used to working from home, you know, having a background in writing. I'm used to being isolated. On the other hand, earlier this morning I did negotiate a back alley toilet paper deal with my mom. So maybe, you know, things aren't going quite as well as I thought.
Maybe you can hook me up with your mom. I thought I was flush, no pun intended, but it's starting to dwindle.
Yeah.
How's the Columbo family looking?
Yeah, we're okay for now.
Yeah.
But time is going to run out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, at some point.
So, Amy, just in general, just what are your thoughts, whether it's the stimulus or it's, 2020 or Corona? Just take it away.
Okay, yeah. I mean, there's a lot and so much is unknown. And I feel like everything I've talked about in the past week is above my pay grade, just because it is so unprecedented. I don't know that anyone can accurately project what to expect. I know something needed to be done. You know, the government had to help out the American people, because the government is asking the American people to stay home, to shut down the economy, to shut down their businesses. People are losing tons of money. A lot of people are losing their livelihoods. They're losing things that they invested in. That being said, you know, you can't escape partisan politics. And I think that this bill, nestled into the crooks and crevices and crannies of this $2 trillion plus bill, are going to be things that change the trajectory of American government and American life, much in the same way that post 9/11 legislation had unintended consequences for daily life for Americans. And there were some bizarre partisan pieces in the bill. You know, obviously the big headlines are, you know, approximately $1,200 for Americans and billions of dollars in bailouts for small businesses, billions of dollars in bailouts for corporations, which I don't mind, because there is a culpability factor to take into account. You know, in 2008, those big corporations were bailed out, but they made bad business decisions. This time, it's not the fault of American companies. But then you do have some weird partisan issues for, like, you know, $35 million to the JFK Center for Performing Arts, or you have higher emissions standards for airplanes, our carbon fuel for airplanes, and for cars, you have emissions. And so there's a lot of that environmental stuff. There's some empowering of the unions, things that have nothing to do with the current situation of getting cash in the hands of Americans. But you just have to take the good with the bad at this point.
So do we know what the cutoff is for individuals, like making X amount that you don't get any money?
You know, I know it's changed a little bit. There is a cutoff, there is an income cap. I'd have to look back to see what the final number was. But there is an income cap. But they are making it so that ideally it's a pretty cut and dry process with Americans getting cash.
I mean, it was the last I heard was 75 grand, which is shockingly low for me. 75 grand
right.
is a very good salary, but if you've lost your job, 75 grand, I mean, I think people making 75, 80 grand need this money. I thought it would be like a million. I really did. I thought that it would be like something like that. Tony, you look consternated.
I think it's 75 grand is where it starts to, the percentages start to drop. I don't think it's a hard cutoff line, but that was just what I saw last.
So they'll just give you a couple hundred bucks.
And what's interesting,
it's like they trim off 5% for every time you cross another line.
That's interesting.
And what's interesting is I've seen people who are generally very fiscally conservative say, pass this bill even without certain caps and just trust in the good faith of Americans that if they don't particularly need that money, that they will pay it forward, which is that's a huge ask. That's a huge trust, you know, that if you're going to get money, that people who don't need it are going to pay it forward. Mm-hmm. And these are, again, people who have been conservative, Republican, very fiscally conservative, saying we have to do something because you can't shut down the economy. And that's why I wasn't a huge fan of the way President Trump talked about starting the economy back up again on Easter, because it sounded like a hard start in 2 weeks. And that's not long enough. You can't do that. But I'm a huge fan of talking about an exit strategy. You have to at least talk about, okay, here's the plan. Here's how we reopen the economy. Maybe you do it in stages. Maybe you do it according to certain businesses or certain demographics that are particularly vulnerable to the coronavirus. So, you know, there has to be an exit strategy that you talk about, but a clear, well, let's just get everything going in 2 weeks. That doesn't make sense. And the president did walk that back.
Very good. Amy, thanks for checking in with us, and good luck at home.
All right. Thanks so much. You guys, too.
Tony, going to wrap it up there? Yeah.
Vote in the poll. Yeah, there's about 5 minutes left on the poll. Twitter, at TonyColombo971, at RachelZ971, asking you about your patience, basically, and how much longer you think that current restrictions should remain in place. Please let us know, and we'll have those results in about 10 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.